In Iraq yesterday, one American soldier was killed and four others were injured when troops came under fire near Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. The incident followed a similar attack on Thursday in the western Iraqi town of Fallujah, where residents have shown sustained resistance to U.S. occupation. In that attack, one American soldier died and four were injured. NPR's Ivan Watson visited Fallujah this weekend and filed this report.
A small crowd gathered at the entrance to town yesterday where several dozen American soldiers and Iraqi police were investigating the suspected arson and looting of a warehouse.
Get them out! Go! Stay on law!
Some of the young Iraqi men and boys taunted the American soldiers who were setting up a security perimeter around the site. These locals said they hated the American troops.
Said, yes, we will kill them.
We will kill them, one young man said, pointing at American soldiers standing a few feet away. Either with grenades or bombs or RPGs, we'll shoot them, he added, because we want them out of our city. Much of the popular resentment here stems from two incidents last April, when American troops shot at demonstrators, killing at least 15 Iraqis and wounding more than 70. The U.S. military said its soldiers had responded in self-defense, only after they came under fire from crowds of protesters. Since then, this smuggling town, located on the Baghdad Road to Jordan, has shown the fiercest resistance yet to U.S. occupation. Three American soldiers have been killed here in the last 2 weeks. Lieutenant Colonel Eric Schwartz says U.S. troops are being attacked on a nightly basis.
They'll ambush you. So they'll fire RPGs, they'll fire AKs, they'll throw hand grenades, which seems to be a weapon of choice right now, and they'll try to kill you.
This week, the U.S. responded to the unrest by more than tripling its troop presence in Fallujah to some 4,000 soldiers. Shortly after arriving in Fallujah, Schwartz, whose men fought their way from Kuwait all the way to Baghdad during the war, paid a visit to the director of Fallujah's main hospital. During the meeting, he issued a blunt warning.
When I say we, I mean my soldiers. We've been here a few days now. We're getting shot at a lot. When we try to do our business of going to schools, going to hospitals, going to different places to help, we get shot at. When we get shot at, you don't get your hospital fixed. You don't get your x-ray machine. If somehow you could put out the message, and it's all just based on people talking to other people, that don't shoot at us. Stop the shooting. And then we can all provide what we need for each other.
Afterwards, Dr. Kamal Taufik, one of the surgeons here, said he didn't believe the U.S. military was here to help.
If I came with a gun and I wore my military suits and I tell you, okay, what do you have? I want to help you. Do you believe that I'm speaking the truth?
The people of Fallujah are known throughout Iraq as being tough and resistant to authority. The town is also largely populated by Sunni Muslim Arabs, the ethnic and religious group that benefited most from Saddam Hussein, who is also a Sunni Arab. Finally, Fallujah is nicknamed the Town of 100 Mosques, and its people pride themselves on their devotion to Islam. During the call to prayer at the Khalid bin El Walid Mosque, Muslim cleric Hamal Ibrahim stood with a group of men and boys and watched as a column of American Jeeps and Humvees drove past. Ibrahim said since their arrival, the American troops had not shown respect to local traditions and customs. The cleric had been criticizing the U.S. soldiers in his sermons, and he said he hoped Fallujah would be the start of a nationwide uprising, or intifada, against the U.S. occupation.
نعم يعني الفتيل فتيل انتفاضة يبدأ من مدينة فلوجة هذا ما نقول احنا.
And I am sure that if in Iraq starts intifada against the U.S. Army, the beginning of this intifada, or let's say this, the first flash of intifada will be from Fallujah, because people are, they haven't anything from the promises of the U.S.
Ibrahim pointed proudly at four young boys sitting on his couch and said that in recent weeks they had begun throwing rocks at American tanks. Ivan Watson, NPR News.